آیت الله حسنزاده آملی، خدا حفظشون بکنه ایشون. ایشون میگفتش که استاد ما در تهران، حمید هاشم آملی که از مراجع بود، میگفت من یه موقعی میرم مشهد حاج.
May Allah protect Ayatollah Hasanzade Amali. He quotes his teacher in Tehran, the late Ayatollah Mirza Hashem Amali, saying, "Sometimes to get the answer of my prayers, I go to the tomb of Hazrat Abdulazim Hassani in the city of Shahr-e-Ray in Thousand Tehran, and my prayers are answered over there. This is while my same prayers were not answered in the holy shrine of Imam Reza alayhi salam in the city of Mashhad." This sentence of the late Ayatollah Mirza Hashem Amali does not mean that Imam Reza is not able to hear our prayers or answer them. No, but it means that sometimes even the souls of the people lower in rank than the infallibles are able to answer our supplications and act as a link between us and Allah. As you might read in the Holy Quran, Prophet Solomon asked his companions to bring him the seat of Bilqais from Yemen in the fastest way possible. One of the companions by the name of Asif ibn Barkhia said, "I can bring it before you wink," and did so.
وقتی یه شاگرد حضرت سلیمان توی چشم به هم زدن تخت بلقیس رو از یمن آورد فلسطین.
Now the question is, was Prophet Solomon himself able to do this? For sure he was able, but he let one of his companions do this so that others might understand the dignity and high rank of the Prophet of Allah. Thus, if a person of a lower rank can do miraculous actions, then the great men of Allah, including the prophets and imams, are capable of doing greater actions. Now, I ask you, dear listeners, to go and visit the tombs of the descendants of the infallible and ask them to ask Allah for the answer to your prayers. These descendants of the infallibles and the great saints of Allah are more compatible with us in terms of spirituality. This does not mean to forget visiting the tombs of the infallibles or masumin, but means not to be neglectful of the great men of Allah on the lower ranks and ask them to ask Allah answer our prayers. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali. We leave you in Allah's care. Fi Amanillah.